back in the year 2011 when Salts took over the parish of Holy Redeemer in Detroit. Father Brady and I were two of the four priests who were originally assigned there. And as we went around the city of Detroit, kind of exploring and learning our way around, it was quite striking, kind of the level of dilapidation, the number of burned out homes, and kind of the roughness of the neighborhood, and as we came to learn as well, of much of the crime that exists in the city as well. And there were, of course, some bright spots with respect to, and not just, of course, the many good people, but with some of the buildings that were there. Not everything was burnt out and kind of abandoned. One of the highlights, of course, were the churches. In fact, Holy Redeemer Church, which was built by Irish Americans at the beginning of the 20th century, is really a magnificent, beautiful church, as well as many other churches in Detroit, including some very close to Holy Redeemer. But the other buildings that kind of stood out as we were driving around were a little bit striking in terms of what the modern man was building in Detroit as opposed to maybe 100 years ago. And there were three kind of newer buildings that kind of stood out as being particularly nice, and those were the sports stadiums. I think the hockey, football, baseball, and basketball teams all had pretty much brand new, very fancy stadiums. There were all sorts of new casino hotels in the city as well, which kind of stood out for these nice structures. And then I can still remember driving on Michigan Avenue near Junction Street where we lived, and we looked over and said, oh, finally, there's a very nice building. And as we looked more closely, we learned it was a strip club, which had been erected there and was a nice, shiny new place. It kind of, in a way, was a little bit striking because you couldn't help but think, you know, it was just 100 years ago that the people living in this very community were pouring out the best of their resources and talents to build a sacred place to be able to worship God. And a place that really belonged to the entire community where all would be welcome to come and worship God. And now, 100 years later, where were the talents and resources going? Well, into the sports stadiums, the casinos, and into even the strip clubs in some cases. But in the context of today's gospel, it kind of stands out, you know, that ultimately we all have to give a reckoning or an accounting for the talents that God has given us stewardship over, as personal abilities, as resources that we can apply out into the world. And we're going to use those talents or resources for one goal or another. We can either dedicate them to the things of God, or we can dedicate them to the things of the world. And if to the things of the world, then we can expect that it's not going to be a happy ending in a certain way for dedicating our talents in that direction, as we hear in today's gospel. But thinking of these beautiful churches, and in particular today on this feast of the dedication of the basilicas of Saints Peter and Paul, which are really two beautiful, incredibly magnificent structures, which are literally built on the tombs of the apostles, you know, you sometimes have people criticize a little bit, well, why invest so much into building such a beautiful church? And I remember back at the same Holy Redeemer Church, I had friends of mine from Canada come down to visit me, and they had two young daughters who were with them, and I was giving them a tour of the church. And the one little girl, who was probably 8 years old, she was kind of really in awe and wondered how beautiful the church is. And I still remember she came running back over to her parents where I was, and she said, Mom and Dad, how come they don't build all the churches like this? This place is really amazing. And you know, when she said it, it really struck you that, especially sometimes in the midst of the city, where everything is made by man, and sometimes man can be awfully cruel to his fellow man, how much more important is it to have kind of a transcendent place to enter, where we're reminded of the presence of God in our life, in our community, in our world? It really is something which is absolutely kind of essential to the human spirit. Because so often it happens in urban centers where everything is man-made, we also then begin to think we get to make up the rules, we get to make up the laws, God is completely cast aside, and basically all what we have left with are different human projects which inevitably devolve into a kind of cruelty toward some in particular. The basilicas of St. Peter and Paul are literally built on the tombs of Peter and Paul. They're not only magnificent, transcendent structures that invite us to worship God, but they also remind us that people like Peter and Paul, even though they existed 2,000 years ago, were very much real people who gave their lives entirely for Jesus Christ. And just as in the altar immediately above their tombs, that one sacrifice of Christ is brought again forward on that altar, they are there below to have witnessed and testified to the fact that they too gave their lives for that same Jesus, and they offered their lives for that same Jesus. I think a lot of times, going back to a sports metaphor, people like to go to the different sports Hall of Fames. I know the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto is quite an interesting place to visit. And when you go there, you see the jerseys of the best players, you see the different trophies that are there that they won, and there's all sorts of commemorations and remembrances to the different great events that have happened within the sport. When you go there, it kind of becomes tangible to you. Oh yeah, Wayne Gretzky was amazing. Look at the video of what he did. Look at his jersey and his stick from this event. And it kind of brings everything to life in a way with respect to that sport. I think in many ways, when we think of these basilicas built on the tombs of the apostles, it also for us is a reminder that the best of what we're called to be is represented by the saints. And just like there's all sorts of lousy hockey players out there who are not remembered in the Hall of Fame, we remember the great ones because they're the ones who inspire how to play the game well. And it's the same thing with the saints in the church. The story of sin and of sinners is very well told, and it's not that difficult to find good examples of that. But it's the story of the saints which is what really inspires and reminds us of what is in fact possible for we human beings, and Saints Peter and Paul stand at the top of that list as those who have given their lives completely for Jesus Christ. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us ask God for the grace that we would always use the talents and resources and abilities that He has bestowed upon us to help build up His kingdom, to offer our lives to God, and to be witnesses to God's presence in our world. Amen.